Welcome to the FemNation podcast, where we wholeheartedly believe women entrepreneurs can rise together. Success comes in many flavors. There are no secret strategies. Women entrepreneurs are rewriting history by defining success on their own terms. Hi, I'm White of Gannon, the down-to-earth chick with a different name. Entrepreneur and founder of the Female Entrepreneur Movement, our business is dedicated to helping women start and grow their businesses, increasing financial independence. Each week, join me for inspiring stories and powerful interviews of women entrepreneurs sharing their lessons to success to help you take your business to the next level. Now, let's go for it. Welcome back to the FemNation podcast, where today we are going to drop one of my wrap up, kind of my rambling thoughts of the interview for the week. And I had the awesome opportunity of interviewing Allison Mountford. I believe I got it right this time. I didn't quite catch it right in the interview. And she's with Inns and Stems, the founder and head chef. And so in the interview, I'll give you a little bit of recap on this. In doing the interview, I was online connected to Allison. I didn't have any, you know, prior engagement with her. I didn't know her in real life as some of my interviews have been. I hadn't worked with her previously. So this was really kind of a cool interview where I got to organically learn more about her business in a deeper conversation around her business in the interview along with you guys, the listeners. And so I'm a foodie, and a lot of people that do know me know that I'm very passionate about food. We had a sustainable farm for 4 years in Southeast Kansas and learned a tremendous amount about the food system then, probably more than I wanted to, which kind of jaded me a little bit because the food industry is not a pretty topic, and I don't think anybody even in the food industry could actually counter that because it's a sad state of affairs. But that's another day and another conversation. What I want to talk about is the fact that she brought something that is so difficult to understand, but yet something so many of us, especially as women, have, you know, learned to do to some degree, that really has made this business out of a need to combine the two. So the footprint that we have on our planet, but also, you know, bringing stats into it and converting it, as you can hear in the after the interview, the little clip after the interview, the behind the scenes conversation, I am just in awe at the fact that she connected pizza slices to this. And she gives a little bit of a detail of how she came up with that. That's the story behind that and how she worked with somebody, and how you can read all about that and hear all about that in the little behind the scenes clip. But I am just in absolute awe at this interview because Allison has done something and understands something that so many of us entrepreneurs just either haven't brought to the forward, you know, part of our everyday thoughts, or we just don't consciously think about it. And that is several things. That she is one woman with one mission, one dream, and has gone through the ups and the downs and has had the successes and the losses and the wins and the hard times. And she has gone through the state of being an entrepreneur many times, several times in her several businesses, but yet she still continued to follow the passion that she wanted to bring awareness to this and continue to move forward. And at this point has such a brilliant concept that it's just her though. And you would think, and this is in the highest regard for Allison, is that you would think that it takes a major team to come up with all these things, and you have to have massive investment, and you have to have many different opportunities that come your way in order to create something like this, and yet you don't. It's just her, and she brings it back around so beautifully in that interview, that if you have an idea and if you have an opportunity and to just step one foot in front of the other, you can create such a major impact in the world. And she's international with her business at this point. And I am just so amazed, and I get to relish in the opportunity to be connected to just awesome women entrepreneurs like this, to know who they are and what they created and the passion behind it. And yes, yeah, some of the struggles, because we will all have struggles in our business, but in listening to these interviews, you will be able to connect with the fact that she went through struggles. She did it this way. This is what it looks like on the back end. This is the decisions that she's made previously. This is, you know, her looking back in hindsight. There's so many different ways and so many different things that we just forget in our entrepreneurial journey. And connecting to people, and especially women entrepreneurs that are brave and so very motivating and just uplifting and really want to be out there go-getting and changing the world, being connected in a community of other women like that, it has no boundaries. Because then what mountains couldn't we move then? What changes couldn't we make? If you are one person, one listener, and if I had any piece of advice after interviewing woman after woman on this podcast, if there's one thing that I could say is that if you've got a burning desire that you want to change the world some way, you absolutely can. And you can build a business from it, and you can change your income structure, and you can change your surroundings, and you can change all these things. Every ounce of that is so available for you. It's just taking one step after another, and it's learning to walk in faith on the fact that as you step, the path will show itself for you, and you will look back and say, holy crap, that was amazing. But you don't notice it when you're in the moment necessarily, but you can look back and see the impact that you've had and the impact that your ideas and your thoughts has created. So I encourage you, as I always want you to be encouraged, I highly encourage you to go ahead and continue with that business, because you know and I know that if you do not, that burning desire is going to continue to nag you until you just get so tired of it nagging you that you have to. So go now. Do it now. Continue to move forward now. As always, guys, I love jamming about these things. I love the topics and the women that I get to be connected with, and I get to connect you with, because every single one of these women have the opportunity to reach out to them and ask them questions or see what they have to offer. If it's something that works for you, I'm happy to say, hey, guess what, world? This is a cool concept. And I would love all my women besties, all my women entrepreneurs to know about this particular thing, because I believe in this woman and I believe in her passion and her dream, just as I believe in yours. So as always, reach out. Let me know if you have any questions. Start up a conversation. I am findable all over social, and you can check out my website at whitedove-gannon.com, and you can start the conversation. I will talk to you. I will listen to you. I will answer you. As always, thank you for listening and keep moving forward.
Thanks for listening to the Fem Nation podcast. Be sure to check out our show notes for more details from the episode. If you love the show, share it with a friend or drop me a note. I'd love to hear from you over at whitedovegannon.com or find me on social media. Until next time, keep moving forward.